Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Scout. Hey, Scout, she sent us an awesome idea, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Watson from Pennsylvania, Elliot from Atlanta, Georgia, Armand and Kian from Toronto, Marissa from Washington, Josephine from Buffalo, Lincoln from Utah, Gray from Indiana, Magnus from New Zealand, David from Colombia, Hafsa and Hamza from Ontario, Canada. I'm so glad that you are all on the Spy Kid team and a part of Kids Short Stories family. I could not do this without you, and I really need your help finding clues to stop Dr. Stinky Breath. Well, you know what time it is. It's time for story time. Who's ready? Me too. Let's go. Have I ever told you the story of Scout and how she has supersonic hearing and superpowers? I haven't? Oh my goodness. Well, you see, Scout is on the Spy Kid team, and she is a very brave girl, and she's really good at helping take care of her little brother, Ellis, who's just a few months old, but he's getting bigger every day. You see, Scout has hearing aids in her ear that are very, very small. Sometimes you can't even see them, but inside her ear, when she puts them in, they give her superpowers and supersonic hearing. And you might be wondering, what is supersonic hearing? Oh, you know how some animals hear sounds that we can't? That is supersonic hearing. They can hear even the smallest of whispers. And Scout has that superpower. She can hear things that nobody else can. It's amazing. So she's a really important person on the Spy Kid team because she can always hear things that no one else can. And so there was a message that came across on her Spy Kid beeper. Bzz, 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 bzz. As she pushed the button to play the message, it said, "Scout, we need your help. You see, there's been an evil ogre that has stolen all of our unicorns in the world. And it is believed that they are crying for help, but we have not been able to pinpoint their location. And you're the only one that's going to be able to hear their cries for help. Over and out."
Oh no, not the unicorns.
You see, Scout really loved unicorns. They are so amazing and magical and beautiful and so many things. And what kind of evil ogre would steal the unicorns and kidnap them? That is absolutely terrible and makes Scout a little angry. "All right, Mr. Ogre, your day has come. I will find you and I will free those unicorns." Scout ran upstairs to her bedroom to grab all of her spy gear. And in like 5 seconds, she went zooming out the door with her jetpack on. You see, Spy Kid HQ had some general coordinates of kind of where this ogre lived, but there were so many mountains and forests and caves and places to hide that they didn't know where to look. And so Scout's job was to scout all the way around this perimeter and look and listen for something suspicious. And maybe she'd even hear the cries of the unicorns. As she zoomed around and flew and checked all the places, she would close her eyes and listen very closely. You see, those hearing aids, they give her superpowers, remember? And what's that sound?
Help! Help!
You see, to anyone else that would be there, no one would hear something. But because Scout has those amazing things in her ears, she can hear the unicorns calling for help.
Help.
Oh no, I must be close. Scout immediately radioed the location into HQ. And HQ said,
"That's fantastic, Scout. But that terrain looks very rough. It's not going to be until at least another hour or two before we're able to get a team out there to extract the unicorns. You might need to investigate further to see if they're safe, and if they're not, you will need to rescue them yourself. Report back. Keep us updated. Good luck."
"All right, I gotta choose to be brave. Let's do this." Scout was really good at choosing to be brave. Like, sometimes I get a little scared. Do you?
Yeah, there's sometimes, not many times, but sometimes I get a little scared doing something and I have to choose to be brave. And me, Mr. Jim, how I do that? I close my eyes and I count to three. One, two, three. And then I take one step forward. And then there's no turning back. Once I start choosing to be brave, I cannot turn it off. It's pretty magical. I don't understand it. But once I turn on the brave button, it doesn't turn off. And so Scout, beep, turned on her brave button. She immediately landed and started walking to where she heard that sound. She thought it was coming from that cave, and the closer she got, it was very obvious that was the ogre's cave. I don't know if you've ever met an ogre or seen one or smelled one, but they smell pretty bad. And this ogre was very stinky. You could probably smell him before you heard him. And Scout was getting closer,
and she needed to pinch her nose because it smelled that terrible.
Oh boy. I know Scout chose to be brave, but oh boy, I don't know if I could do it, but she's very brave.
She pushed through the ogre stink, and the closer she got, the louder the cries from the unicorns were heard. And then in the back of the cave, she heard a sound.
"You unicorns, you best close your mouth and stop howling. Nobody is going to hear you back here. I have chosen this cave because no one, I mean no one, can ever hear. And once I keep you in here forever, there will be no more rainbows for the rest of the world. I'm tired of all of this happiness, and destroying the rainbows is my first step forward. Oh, 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 oh."
The ogre is trying to destroy the world's happiness. He sounds like someone who is a Dr. Stinky Breath team, but I'm not so sure. Maybe there's just more bad guys. Scout grabbed some of her spy gear and started to walk inside. "Hey, Mr. Ogre," she said loudly.
"Hey, who's over there?"
the ogre said back.
"Hi, my name's Scout and I'm on the Spy Kid team. You are in some humongous trouble, and the entire Spy Kid HQ is coming, and you're gonna have to deal with them. But if you want to make it easier on yourself, you should just let the unicorns go right now."
The ogre stepped forward into the light, and that is when Scout saw how big and tall it was. "Wow! You could definitely not walk through my door, or any door that I've ever seen." Yes, this ogre was bigger than every door and is very large.
"You little girl, think you can just tell me what to do?
I've taken these unicorns as a first step of removing all happiness from planet Earth, and you're not gonna get in my way.
Okay, well, then you won't mind me doing this. Scout reached into her spy kid bag and pulled out some glue shooters.
What is that?
This is a glue shooter. You see, if I get you with this glue, you will never be able to move, like, ever. And then me and the unicorns will just walk out of here. So if you don't want to get stuck forever, you should just hand them over now.
I'm not afraid of a little glue. Do you see how large my muscles are? There's no way glue could stop me.
And just like that, Scout didn't even give him a second warning. The glue started spraying all over the floor by the ogre's feet.
What have you done?
The ogre's feet were glued to the floor with this super glue. Come on, unicorns, let's get out of here, Scout said.
Hey, come back here. Stop now!
Scout, save the day. She chose to be brave, and even though Spike at HQ wasn't able to get there in time,
she was able to handle this all by herself.
Wow!
All because she has those supersonic superpowers. The world is eternally grateful. So every time that you see a rainbow in the sky, just remember it's because of Scout, who saved the unicorns who paint the rainbows. We are forever thankful for you, Scout. Well, friends, I hope you have a super duper day. We will see you next time on Kids Short Stories. Bye. Wow, wasn't that a fun adventure? Well, if you want your own adventure, I want to hear about your ideas. So you can go to kidsshortstories.com to send me your idea, and maybe I'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to sign up for our kid shout out. So you put in your name and where you're from, and I would love in an upcoming story to say hi to you and welcome you into the family. Well, you have a super duper day. I will see you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye.